This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we're broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Addition. This place is decked out for the holidays. Come on by this holiday season. You got the heated patio outside during the winter months. The pizza's banging, the wings are good. And of course, you can bowl all night long here at River City Roll. It's 1 o'clock on AWOD Radio, which means we open up the phone lines. We want to hear from you, Redskins fans, football team fans, Commanders fans. All lines are open, 833-804-0910 on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Look, you guys know how hard this season has been. It's been very difficult. Because of how good this team was last year, because the expectations changed, because we thought we had our franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels. I still think we have our franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels, but it's pretty clear we don't have enough talent around him, and the defensive side of the ball needs a massive improvement. Washington travels to New York to take on the New York Giants, and Dan Quinn said on Wednesday that Jaden Daniels would be out. I've got some thoughts on that, but first, let's hear what Dan Quinn said at the end of the press conference today when asked about Jaden Daniels. Here's your head coach.
I guess I'll ask the Jaden question. How has he progressed through this week, and then what is kind of the outlook for him? When do you want to make a call, I guess, next week?
It was good to have him for practice, for sure. Like, when you're a young quarterback and young player, like, the growth is important, but we'll definitely let, you know, his health be the driving factor in that. And so he wasn't cleared for the contact portion, but he was able to get some reps and going through some things. So as we get through in the next week, I'll have a better sense. But it was good to get 3 days of practice. Obviously, you know, for him, until things are fully, you know, able to be himself, no restrictions, that's would be the driving factor. But I like the work. You know, continue to get the development, obviously, with up and down from practice times, and when you can, to get 3 days in a row of practice work, like, that's important.
He needs the practice. I mean, that's the obvious one. He's missed too much practice time this year. It's affected his play on the field. But that doesn't make any sense there. Well, he hasn't been medically cleared. But he was medically cleared last week, played in the game, and then just landed on it. And there was no structural damage. So why is he not medically cleared again this week? When are you going to make the decision next week? I don't think they're going to ever medically clear him again this season, because I think this is not a Dan Quinn decision. I think it's come from above him. They have waved the white flag, in my opinion. Maybe not Dan Quinn. Definitely not Dan Quinn. From what I heard from him, he's desperate to get the fight out of his boys this weekend. I think he thinks he's coaching for his job. The front office has waved the white flag. Not Dan Quinn. Probably not the players, but the front office threw in the towel. The season is over. They're shutting it down. I'm a Dan Quinn guy. You guys heard it. I wanted him all along. This was the guy I wanted to be the head coach. And my opinion was that with Dan Quinn as the head coach, you can miss or you can hit at quarterback, but you would become relevant once again on defense, because I think he could get us to an elite level. That has not been the case so far. I'm still sticking with Dan Quinn. I still think he can get this defense to be at a high level maybe next season. But what made me so upset Wednesday, what we heard from Dan Quinn at the podium, was not Dan Quinn at the podium. Not the Dan Quinn that I love and really respect. That was like a mouthpiece version of Dan Quinn. He was speaking, but what was coming from his mouth was not coming from his heart. I don't think that was his true thoughts at all. I really don't. It can't be, because Dan Quinn has waited until Friday all season long, and then on Wednesday he announces Jaden is out. Something is up, because I believe Dan Quinn wants Jaden Daniels to play. I think Cliff Kingsbury wants Jaden Daniels to play. I think Adam Peters in the front office decided to take this decision out of Dan Quinn's hands. That's why he didn't sound like himself. He didn't get to make the decision. I think Adam Peters probably had a conversation with Dan Quinn on Sunday after they got their ass beat by the Minnesota Vikings. A blowout defeat in which they did not score a point and their quarterback left the game with an injury. And I think Adam Peters probably said to Dan Quinn, look, you're too close to this situation right now. You're too close to this. You're in the fire. You're in the fight. And from your angle, you're desperate to try to change the momentum, to try to stop this burning train from crashing and exploding. And we understand that, and we want you to stay in the fire, because I want you to stay the head coach next season. I think that's what Adam Peters is thinking. But I think Adam Peters also is saying, Dan, from my perspective, from my vantage point, this train has already crashed and burned. There are no survivors. We need to sit Jaden down for next season, because I think Adam Peters has decided Jaden isn't right, the team isn't right, and that they are going to do more damage trying to fix this thing this year than trying to fix him next year. I think Adam Peters has waved the white flag. He has thrown in the towel. They probably won't win another game. I don't want them to win another game. They're tanking. This is what the team wants now. The number one overall draft pick. Because I really think Adam Peters looks at this from his perspective and says, look, Dan, I understand you are in the fire and you are desperate. Like we've been saying for 8 weeks now, to get this train back on the tracks. Dan, it's not getting back on the tracks. It's not happening. And so you might think, Dan, that you can fix Jaden and that you can get him right. And I'm telling you from my perspective as Adam Peters, the general manager, that there's something wrong. And that if Jaden plays well, something else is going to go wrong. Either the offensive line won't protect him, receivers won't catch passes, the running backs won't be able to do anything, or the defense will just give up 100 points. Adam Peters realizes this season has been a debacle, it's been a failure, and I think in his mind, rather than trying to fix it this season, it's better to just wave the white flag, stick with Dan Quinn next year, I believe he will, and just get ready for next year. And make sure that Jaden Daniels is healthy in the offseason. And Jaden Daniels is healthy to start training camp. And Jaden Daniels is healthy to start next season. And that I don't think Adam Peters believes that Dan Quinn's lost the locker room. And, of course, you want the effort levels to improve over the next three weeks here. But I think that's the way they're looking at this. I think Adam Peters has decided. Because we all talked about this 2 weeks ago when Jaden got hurt. Should they sit him down or should they bring him back? What's the argument? Well, I was arguing you play him because he needs the reps. He needs to improve. He got the reps He didn't look like himself. He looked like he actually regressed, and then he got hurt again. So I think Adam Peters decided, look, there were two sides to this thing. We went with the side that said, bring him back in a meaningless game where you already eliminated and get him the reps. And look what happened. He didn't stay healthy. So let's just be extra cautionary here and hold him out for the rest of this season and then start over again next year. I don't know that that's the right decision. I still think he needs the reps. But I kind of think this decision was taken out of Dan Quinn's hands. It was made by the general manager. I hope it wasn't made by ownership. I don't believe it was made by Josh Harris. He has not really gotten his hands dirty yet. He's been able to stay hands off this situation and let the guy that he hired do the football things in Adam Peters. But Dan Quinn all season would allow Jaden Daniels till Friday to make a decision. Then they made one on Wednesday. That's not what Dan Quinn would do. And so I'm convinced that this decision was taken out of Dan Quinn's hands. Is it correct or not? I think we'll find out, right? If they're able to get Jaden right in the offseason and get him going next season. I really thought that they wanted to get him some play, get him some reps, get his confidence up, and get some momentum into next season in these final four games. Maybe they've decided that the better thing to do for next season is the unknown, right? Don't let the Eagles know how good we are. Instead of getting our butts whooped by the Eagles twice, let's sit our quarterback down, and then the unknown is next year. They don't really realize how much talent we have because we didn't get to play them this year at full strength, right? I mean, maybe Adam Peters is looking at this more of the unknown. Hey, let's just wave the white flag. Let Dallas walk all over us on Christmas, and then we'll get them next year when it actually matters, and we haven't been eliminated. Maybe that's their line of thinking. I don't know. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. The one thing that I'm pretty confident about is that Dan Quinn would have started Jaden Daniels Sunday if it was his decision. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the Washington Commanders will travel to New York to take on the Giants. And, you know, both teams are heavily involved in this year's NFL Tankathon. I mean, currently right now, the Giants are sitting pretty with what would be the number one overall pick. They've lost seven straight. They're 2-11. Washington at 3-10 has lost eight straight and would have the current number six overall pick. It's AWOD here with Jay Money running the ones and twos. He is a Giants fan. And so you heard my take earlier today and with Michael Phillips on MP on the mic. This is the first time that I can really think of in a long time where I am actively rooting against my favorite team. I want the Giants to win this weekend. Do you want the Giants to win this weekend?
Of course. Welcome aboard the G-Men train. We've always got room on Big Blue.
So why are you not in on the tank while like I am here? You don't have a coach right now. You don't really have a quarterback right now. I mean, Darts, I'm not a big fan, and I don't think he's going to stay healthy.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on Dart a little bit. I'm not super convinced he's the for sure franchise guy moving forward, but I can't root for my team to lose. I don't care. I don't. Like, I'll get to the draft when I get to the draft. This team has a lot of pieces. It's got a strong defensive line. It's got a wide receiver one. It's got a promising running back and a potentially promising quarterback. As much as a number one overall pick would be nice, this isn't a quarterback class that I'm like, I need to get that number one guy. Fernando Mendoza is going to win the Heisman, but he doesn't really speak to me as an NFL talent. Neither do any of these quarterbacks in the class. I'm not pressed about getting this number one overall pick, and I can never root for my team to lose. I just can't do it.
Look, I see where you're coming from. This is an unprecedented time for me as a Commanders fan. I'm sick with the Jaden Daniels injuries. It's just gotten me to a breaking point here. If he's not going to play, I don't want this team to win. We are eliminated. There's nothing to play for. The team is choosing to sit Jaden Daniels out because of a bruise on his elbow, because of a boo-boo. All right, then fine. I don't want to watch this game, and I hope the Giants beat the living bleep out of you because you don't want to play him. You're taking this scared approach here, then fine. I'm going to take that approach as a fan, and I hope you lose, and I hope you keep losing, and I hope you get the number one overall pick. You know what that would be? That would be power for a general manager in Adam Peters, who's going to have a very tough time this offseason because it feels like out of 22 starters, he's got to replace more than 11.
Yeah.
And you got to do that in one offseason with a free agency and not a full complement of draft picks? You need the power. You need a number two or three or number one overall pick here if you're going to be able to execute all this stuff. You might not even draft in the first round. You might trade back. You might try to get that number one overall pick or number two for multiple twos or three threes or something like that. I just know what Adam Peters is going to be expected to do this offseason, it feels like it's close to impossible. And so the only way for him to get that done, I think we're going to need a better draft pick.
Yeah, I agree. I do. But the offseason is months away at this point, and I'm here in the regular season. I'm locked in the moment. The team's future, that's not my job to care about as a fan. My job is to root for the guys, have them go out, put their heart and body on the line for a team that I grew up and gives me a lot of joy watching. So, or at least when they're winning,
yeah, but you're,
it does.
So you want to see Jackson Dart look good. Right?
I do.
Like, just that's more important than winning the game. Do we agree or no?
Yes. If I could take a win or a loss, and my mood won't really be affected by it, honestly, because this season is over. Like you're saying, I'm not going to be mad at a loss, but I'll be happy with a win, and I'd rather be happy than not mad.
Would you be happier with Jackson Dart looking good in a loss, or Jackson Dart throwing four interceptions in a win?
Oh, well, that's not even a question there. Of course I want Jackson Dart to look good. I'm not convinced
right,
that
so that's
he's
my thing here.
The answer.
You are more interested in your young quarterback giving your franchise hope of a possible brighter future with him playing well. For me, they're not playing my quarterback. I'm upset that they're not playing my quarterback, so I don't want them to win.
But that's
I don't want to watch Marcus Mariota go out there and look good, and then it's going to lead to more of a conversation about Jaden Daniels' sophomore slump and last year being fluky and that he's not our franchise quarterback anymore. You know the conversation's going to go there every time Marcus Mariota looks good. It's already happened before with Commanders fans trying to figure out why he's executing better than Jaden this year. I want Marcus Mariota to go stink it up, the Commanders to get their ass beat, and us get that draft pick over the New York Giants, because we'd have the even record with them and we'd have the even head-to-head, and we have the harder strength of schedule there. So look, I see what you're... If Jackson Dart plays well, good for the Giants, and I think that's what Giants fans are looking for, all right? Or for, you know, one of their other young players to step up. And for, like, we don't really have... Like, if Jalen Lane leads us to a win, then fine, I'd be happy with that. But we don't really have these young guys playing meaningful snaps right now. I've been desperate to get Ben Sinner on the field. It feels like we had to wait for Zach Ertz to have his knee completely shredded for Ben Sinner to get on the field. I don't like the way this is being handled right now.
It's not just the players, though. Like, as nice as it would be for these young players to get a chance, and I think the Commanders will give their young players a chance. You brought it up. Dan Quinn's job isn't safe. If you want Dan Quinn to come back, which it sounds like you do, they're going to need to win a game. They can't lose out this season and have Dan Quinn run it back. That's not going to be a successful run in this locker room.
I go back to what I said 2 weeks ago. I am rooting now for overtime defeats. I want the boys to show effort and fight and stand up for Dan Quinn and fight for his job, and then let's fail in overtime. Let's fail on the final play of the game so it's at least worth watching late in the fourth quarter. But I don't really want to... Like, Commanders winning 30-0 and Marcus Mariota being a stud, that doesn't do any good for me. That does more negative.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but that's not going to happen if they get their ass kicked, right? If they get their ass kicked the rest of the way, Dan Quinn is gone. They need to have those tight losses at a minimum. That's what you probably should be rooting for. That's what I probably should be rooting for. I just can't in my heart do that to myself.
Yeah. And look, my opinion might change Sunday at 12:59 when I turn on the TV. But right now, I'm so frustrated with this situation. It does not make any sense the way they're handling this with Jaden Daniels, because it's like, I get it, hindsight's 20/20, but you shouldn't have played him against the Vikings. You should not have played him against the Vikings. And now you're saying he was not medically cleared for this Sunday. Then did you lie to us? Was he medically cleared last Sunday, but then he falls on it and there's no structural damage, but he's medically not cleared for the next week? Something's fishy about this situation, and I kind of think the front office stepped in here and they said, look, Dan, you're too close to the fire. You're too close to it. It's burning you up right now. All right? Let us make this decision, because we can see it from a bird's eye view sitting in the owner's box. Something's not right. Instead of trying to fix Jaden this year, which we might end up doing more damage because something's clearly not right with that elbow, let's hold him out till next year.
They were eliminated from playoff contention in that Minnesota game, which I think had a lot to do with it. They're officially eliminated now, which I think is another reason why they're feeling a lot more comfortable to, I guess, shut him down.
Yeah, I think that's what was said without being said. In that Minnesota game, they thought they had a chance to run the table, win all their division games, and have this magical end of the season, kind of like the Bengals did last year. Once they're officially eliminated, Adam Peters had more of a clear view of what was going on in the locker room and what would go on the final three games of the season here. It's just, the only other thing to say to that is, that's kind of insane thinking to think that they could run the table and beat the Minnesota Vikings, beat the Eagles twice, the Cowboys, the Giants, I mean, and come back and make the... Like, it might... I understand the thinking, because it's not over till it's over, and the fat lady didn't sing, but then why would you not bring Jaden Daniels back in a game that you're going to be eliminated from, right? You're down. They waved the white flag in the middle of the third quarter of a 17-0 game when we've already seen teams come from behind 30 points in the fourth quarter this season. That part doesn't make sense if you're telling me that, yeah, we're eliminated, so we're sitting Jaden down. Well, then why didn't you bring him back in as a desperate move to try to not be eliminated? The whole thing makes me feel like it's a committee decision almost. Like there's multiple heads talking, and it's not just Dan Quinn making the decision, because this does not match what Dan Quinn had done and preached the two seasons he's been here in Washington. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Pretty good Thursday night football game last night. I feel bad for myself because I had Kyle Pitts on the bench in the first round of the fantasy football playoffs. Luckily, I had Bijan Robinson as my starting running back, but if I lose this weekend and I have Brock Bowers as my starting tight end, so, like, I'm not stupid. There's a reason I didn't play Kyle Pitts, but I'm going to hate myself so much if I lose in the first round of the fantasy football playoffs. So good luck to everybody playing in the fantasy football playoffs this weekend as we go around the NFL. AWOD's picks here on NFL Hits.
On AWOD Radio.
Look, I called this win a fluke a few weeks ago, and so I have to double down on this take here. Buffalo will go into New England and stomp the Patriots. Buffalo -1.5 is the AWOD pick in this one. I think the matchup in that division absolutely is going to heat up with a Bills victory. So give me the Bills -1.5 Sunday, 1 o'clock. I'm so confident in that pick. That's the first of AWOD's picks.
AWOD under pressure hit. Is it a fumble or is it a scoop and score?
Okay, Jeremy, why are you picking the New England Patriots?
We talked about it yesterday. Drake May is my MVP, and I think he's going to have an MVP moment clinching this division by winning this game at home against the Bills.
Oh, my goodness. We might have to pause this and get back to this at 2:45. Let me explain to the audience here. We call him Jeremy J. Money, and I have taken his lunch money multiple times. I feel like a bully now. I'm the kid that's showing up and I'm saying, hey, loser, hand me your money. What do you got in your pocket? Empty your pockets. Empty your wallet, J Money. I'm tired of taking your lunch money here. I'll give you another chance. We'll revisit this at 2:45. You have the league MVP going against the league's pretend MVP and a second-year quarterback and a team that might be 11-2, but they're still trying to figure things out. They're not going to have this much success in December, in the colder months, when the legit football teams all show up. I am all in on the Bills, -1.5. We could do triple your lunch money. We'll revisit that later in the day. Ravens, Bengals, give me Baltimore to win this one. Baltimore -2.5. That's the AWOD pick.
AWOD, touchdown, Aggies.
Jets, Jags. Look, I don't like a double-digit spread, but I don't think that the Jets have anything to fight for anymore this season. They're so done and dusted. They're going to hope that they get a top pick next year. They're probably hoping to kind of lose this game. I think that's a team in a tankathon, even though it's a coach that wants to win. It does not feel like their players want to win right now. I'm going to stay away from picking this one because it's 13.5, but I think Jacksonville gets the win. Chargers, Chiefs. Look, I lost with my Chiefs bet last week. I'm not going to do it again. I'll take the Chargers +5.5 in Kansas City here. I think Kansas City might win this game, but they might win it by a field goal. So Chargers +5.5, AWOD's pick.
AWOD, touchdown, Aggies.
Cardinals against the Houston Texans. Houston's got some life now, and they feel like they absolutely could be in the postseason. Now, based on their remaining schedule, there's a chance they end up winning this division. Here at 8-5, they've moved into a tie for second place and actually have the advantage over the Colts. They still have the Colts on the schedule on the final week of the season. So, yeah, I think the Texans are playing for so much this weekend that they are going to destroy the Cardinals. I will take it. Houston -9.5.
AY, touchdown, Aggies.
Browns, Bears. Look, the Browns have gotten decent QB play from Shador Sanders. They've committed him for the rest of this season, but their coach is going to get fired. Their defense has disappeared. I'm not sure those guys want to even tackle in these cold months here anymore. Bears win easily. Bears -7.5. AWOD's pick.
AWOD under pressure hit. Is it a fumble or is it a scoop and score?
All right, Cleveland, Jeremy, why are you taking the Browns?
Look, I agree that the Bears will win this game, but if we're talking points, I think that Browns defense is kind of the countermeasure for the Bears offense. They've got Myles Garrett, they've got a good run defense, and that's what the Bears like to do. They like to run the ball. I think they'll be able to keep this game within 7 points.
I'm just not sure about that. I think you're looking at the recency bias of the way they played against the Titans. Look, the week before against the 49ers, they got their ass beat. I think the Bears are around the same level as the 49ers this year. So, yeah, I'm in on the Bears and that they will cover that spread. Continuing here with AWOD's picks, Commanders, Giants. I'll take Giants -2.5. I'm not rooting for a Commanders win. We move on. Raiders, Eagles. The Eagles are my Odyssey NFL Survivor Pool pick. I have locked that in, so I'm going to stay away from the spread, just hoping for an Eagles victory to advance me. Colts, Seahawks. I think the Colts cover that spread. 13.5, Riley Leonard, Phillip Rivers, Michael Phillips. I don't care who's the quarterback. Colts don't lose by 13.5 in this one, especially with how good they are at running the football. This will be a lower scoring game. So give me Colts plus 13.5.
AY, touchdown, Aggies.
Packers Broncos, such a juicy matchup. 4:25 Sunday on CBS. Possible Super Bowl preview? Packers keep winning. They're going to win their division. Broncos seem like they've already wrapped up that division. They're playing for first place in the AFC to have the AFC run through Mile High. Look, I don't think I'm going to touch this game. Jeremy, do you want to weigh in on this? I don't think I want to touch this game. I think it's pretty much a pick 'em, so I'm going to stay away from the spread.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the Packers in this one. I trust Jordan Love right now a little bit more than Bo Nix, but the spread is, I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah, I might place Denver moneyline, to be honest with you. Even though I would say Jordan Love over Bo Nix, I would say Broncos defense over Packers defense. Titans 49ers, 12.5-point spread. I don't like it. Panthers Saints. I'm going to go with the Panthers here, and I think they go into New Orleans and they cover the 2.5-point spread.
AY, touchdown, Aggies.
Detroit going to L.A. to face off against the L.A. Rams. This is a playoff game for the Detroit Lions, and I think they get it done. I'm a big believer in Dan Campbell's Fighting Lions. I think they fought and got momentum in their big win Thursday over the Dallas Cowboys. And so I think that they are going to go into this matchup with 10 days off against an L.A. team that's rolling. And I think they pull off an upset here. I will take Lions plus 6. That's AWOD's pick.
AY, touchdown, Aggies.
Vikings, Cowboys. J.J. McCarthy is not going to have nearly as much success as he did last week. Cowboys win. I think they cover the spread as well. It's Sunday Night Football. It's a Vikings team that, you know, is coming off of a game. They're going to be overconfident. I think it's a Dallas team that has, everything to play for in this game. I'm expecting big game from both wide receivers. That's my take after watching Hard Knocks this week. Give me Dallas minus 5.5.
AY, touchdown, Aggies.
Dolphins, Steelers. I'm going to say Pittsburgh wins this game. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if Miami won it on Monday Night Football, if Mike McDaniel's offensive schemes worked against a Pittsburgh defense that's been inconsistent and will probably be without T.J. Watt this weekend. So I'm not going to place a pick on this one. Jay Money, would you like to?
Yeah, I'm on the Dolphins here. Just because T.J. Watt most likely isn't playing. That Dolphins team is red hot. They've won 4 in a row now. They've got an outside shot at the playoffs. Of all the teams with a 1% chance, I think they've got the best chance to make it in right now.
Yeah, I'm not against that pick either. Dolphins plus 3. I think it's going to be a close game on Monday Night Football. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We are broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. We'll bring on Frank Maloney from Who's Talking, get his thoughts on UVA athletics and all things college sports, local and national news here on AWOD Radio. But right now, I wanted to talk about a movie that I watched this week, and I cannot get it out of my head. It's the lead story as we bring you the latest news and notes from everything Hollywood and entertainment here on Netflix.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
All right, the movie is Roof Man. The movie's called Roof Man. You can watch it on Paramount Plus. It's a true crime story involving a real-life robber named Jeffrey Manchester, who was pulling off heists in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's take a listen here, because this is a true story, And this is actually the news story from the event, which was back in 1999, as it will set up our topic here that I want to ask you guys to chime in on. 833-804-0910. Let's introduce Roof Man.
We're on your side tonight, getting ready for opening night.
We all like going back in time and imagining how things could have gone differently. Like, what if I made different choices?
Well, tomorrow, Roof Man opens in theaters across the country. The movie starring Channing Tatum, Kirsten Dunst, and Peter Dinklage tells one of Charlotte's most notorious crime stories. And WBTV played a role in bringing that tale to the big screen.
Yeah, and it actually starts with our archives. We're talking about those dusty old videotapes that are more than a quarter century old. Now, the whole story of Roof Man started for us in 1999. An unknown bandit was cutting through the roofs of fast food restaurants. He was captured in the summer of 2000.
The crimes couldn't have been more similar. Holes cut into the roofs, managers forced to open safes, workers told to get into the coolers, a rifle used in both robberies. But no one was hurt. In fact, the suspect was nice.
The statements we got from everybody, he was real polite, and he did put them in the cooler, but he was not, rough with them or anything.
So he was one of the most polite and nice robbers the city had ever seen. So he gets arrested there for going, cutting through the roof of McDonald's, and he goes to jail. The movie really picks up, Jeremy, when he escapes from prison and starts living in a Toys R Us. And as soon as that scene happened, I perked up, because that is like a lot of kids' dreams. And for me, it was one of them, to like sneak into Toys R Us late night, have everybody lock up, and I just play the games, play with all the toys. I mean, growing up, my grandpa used to take us to Toys R Us once a year and let us fill up a cart with all our favorite things for the holidays. And I love Toys R Us, and I miss it so much. It was one of my favorite stores. But so we ask you right now, if you were on the run and you had to choose to live in one department store, what would you pick? Toys R Us not an option anymore. Jeremy, any quick thinking on your end here?
That's a good question.
On the run, you have to live inside of a department store.
I'm going to Costco. That's an easy one. I'm going to Costco. They've got
that's
food.
Exactly what I thought of first.
They got everything I need. Food, a bed, they've got clothes, name something, Costco's got it. That's the one seed right there.
Yeah, no, that's a good pick. I was thinking first like a Wegmans or a Whole Foods, but they might end up just being too cold. But that's what was so cool about the Toys R Us in the scene. So he basically went behind the bike rack in the Toys R Us, and he found a little empty space there that was hidden out of sight, and he jumped in it by going over the bike racks, and he put a bed in there. He put a TV screen in there so he could play movies. He had all of his toys. He had like a little man cave in there. It's kind of incredible how long he was living inside of a Toys R Us in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it just had me thinking about like what would be the department store that you would want to live at. I feel like you could do pretty good in a Walmart for a while, right?
Oh, they, for sure. Especially if it's like a super center.
Walmart's got everything also. Yeah. I mean, if you got one of those big ones, that'd be awesome, dude.
You got everything you need.
There's just so many good places.
Everything.
Yeah. Maybe a little BJ's, which is similar to like a Costco. I mean, what would be the best department store to lock yourself in and live out of it? It's kind of a wild story, but it actually happened, and the movie is Roof Man, starring this guy Jeffrey Manchester, who's currently in prison still for his crimes. But yeah, it's a wild movie. I can't stop thinking about it. Because I'm telling you, I wanted to live in a Toys R Us as a kid. I was obsessed with Toys R Us. It was my favorite department store. I think I could do pretty good in a Best Buy for a while. You know, they don't have that much food, but they have some stuff at the front. Like on your way out, if you buy like a DVD, it's, oh, there's popcorn here. There's Doritos bags. There's plenty of soda. And then at a lot of Best Buys, you probably have like a theater room. Right, imagine kind of barricading yourself in a Best Buy theater room, and then you get a 100-inch TV with a Dolby sound system. That'd be pretty good, Jay Money.
How long do you think you could survive in a Toys R Us? You're in his shoes. You're living in a Toys R Us in the 90s. How long do you think you could make it in there?
6 months. I could probably go 6 months. Now, the problem, he ate so much candy that he had to, like, go to a dentist, and then he ended up, like, burning the dentistry office because he didn't want to get caught because they had x-rays of his mouth. It's such an intriguing story. I do think that Costco's probably the correct answer just because they have everything at Costco.
Yeah, I think if I hold myself up in a Costco, I could probably be there for at least a year.
Yeah, right? I mean, it'd kind of be fun. I don't know why, but I'm kind of interested in it just because I think it's kind of funny to just live in plain sight like that, but behind a wall. And yeah, I mean, the movie's just very entertaining. If you should check it out. It's available for free on Paramount Plus. But yeah, I think I would probably end up picking a Costco. Walmart would be like my second option. It is insane that this is a true story, though. He lived in the Toys R Us for multiple months. He even had a new girlfriend who was working at the Toys R Us. It's such a good story, and there's a legit great cast. I mean, Roofman cast is crazy. Channing Tatum, Kristen Dunst, Peter Dinklage, Lakeith Stanfield, Emery Cohen, Tony Revolori. It's like all these people that have been in a bunch of big movies all in this little movie here that's on Paramount Plus that's actually wildly entertaining. Check it out. It's called The Roof Man. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.